Hopefully we'll have the end of this inclement weather this morning, and we can enjoy some great weather all summer. I know Janice Stevens in the Recreation Department at Beaver Dam has a lot in store for you. She's on the phone with me for Party Line this morning. Jana, good morning, and welcome back to WBEV.
Good morning, Bob, and thanks for having me.
You know, we have this inclement weather outside, and maybe that's a good thought that if anyone would like to reserve a shelter this summer in case there's some questions. Talk about park shelter reservations, and then we'll go on to a number of other topics this morning.
Sure. The city of Beaver Dam has several park shelters for people to choose from. They can host everything from graduation parties, birthday parties, family reunions, and other events that are park shelters. And we really do encourage people to reserve those shelters well ahead of time. Many families know that they're going to have their family reunion every third Saturday of July, and they can make those reservations a year in advance. So some of our shelters get booked up a year in advance, but we also have other shelters that are available on the spur of the moment, just a couple weeks in advance. So now is the time that those shelter reservations are really ramping up, and people can come to the Recreation Department office at the Watermark during our office hours from Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., or they can check online. You can check availability and make a shelter reservation request online by going to our page on the city website, or just give us a call if you have questions. Then that number is 920-887-4639.
Is there a charge to reserve a shelter?
Yes. The fees do vary because we have different sizes of shelters. Some are open air, some are enclosed. Oftentimes the enclosed shelters or the shelters, the open shelters that have restrooms attached are the quickest ones to go, but it really just depends on when your event is held. But yes, there are fees attached, and all of that information is in our Beaver Dam, in our Community Center Courier, our program guide that we publish every other month, as well as on the city website.
Again, on Party Line with me by phone, we're speaking about recreation opportunities in Beaver Dam with Janice Stevens. There's a way that the Recreation Department also helps people save some money on tickets and entertainment opportunities.
Absolutely. There are all sorts of wonderful things to do here in Beaver Dam, but we also offer discounted attraction tickets for several locations in the Dells, including Jet Boat Adventures, Land of Natura, Mount Olympus, Noah's Ark Water Park, the original Wisconsin Ducks, Pirates Cove Adventure Club, and the Adventure Golf, and Upper Dells Boat Tour. We also have tickets to the Milwaukee County Zoo, and we offer great discounts, and people can buy those tickets at the Recreation Department office at the Watermark during our office hours, and this program is made possible through the Wisconsin Parks and Recreation Association, which our department belongs to. So it's a great opportunity. Check it out. Again, the information is online and in our Community Center Courier, and we also welcome phone calls with questions.
So,
payment, of course, is required at the time of purchase. We do accept cash, check, or credit and debit card. There is a small additional service fee if people use credit and or debit card, so just plan accordingly.
When it comes to these tickets, I suppose it works both ways. Someone can go online, see, well, I've got the Milwaukee Zoo, let's make a plan to do that. Or maybe, you know, the family shows up by surprise and you've got an extra day to take some cousins and nieces and nephews out. And it might also be a thought starter for some people.
Exactly. And the tickets, they are valid various dates. So they are only on sale in our office now through August 29th, but each of the attractions has their own season dates. So we have that information published on there. Many of the locations in the Dells are closed by the end of warm weather, but the Milwaukee County Zoo tickets are valid through the end of the year.
Okay.
So if you know that you're going in the fall or later in the year, you want to save some money, you can buy them, but you need to purchase those tickets before August 29th.
And please, our listeners, don't be frustrated. Oh, how can I find out more? We will have Jana again before we wind things up here on the phone on Party Line, give you contact information, phones, websites, and the like, so people can follow up on many of the things that you're talking about. Are residents already getting in touch with the Recreation Department, Jana, about signing up for the various organized sports and other activities coming up this summer?
Yes. We actually kick off our adult softball leagues next week, or this coming week, I should say, Tuesday and Thursday. So that program will be in motion beginning this week. And then we start up our youth programs in June. Now is the time to register for those programs. Some of them fill up quickly. And so we encourage people to make their registration so you secure your spot. Others, maybe if people wait and they say, oh, I'm not sure, or, oh, I'll just wait until a couple days before, that could put a program at risk of being canceled. So take a look at all of the things that we have to offer and make your registration as soon as possible. Make a plan. And because we do have many exciting things this summer. We have our tried and true programs like our tennis lessons, golf lessons. We have another exciting program that we're starting this summer called Sing and Play, and that will be headed up by Mylana Lund, who has worked for our department as a college student and high school student. She's now a music education major at UW-Madison, and she's excited to bring the Sing and Play program to kids from ages 5 through 9 in Beaver Dam.
If we talk about the organized sports and activities, Janet, let's put aside the camps and things like that for now. What are some of the most popular sports? What are some of the most popular activities that draw the most children in Beaver Dam? What are the couple of the highlights?
So for our department, tennis lessons are big. We have offered tennis lessons. It's a real staple program in the community. And so those lessons do fill up quickly. And so I do encourage people to get their kids registered for tennis as soon as possible. And we have a great staff lined up for the summer for teaching our tennis lessons. Golf lessons are really popular. For the kids, we partner with Old Hickory Golf Club, and you can't beat that. Kids learning from professionals at Old Hickory, so that program is always popular. Another one that it's a little different, it's new, and it's really taking off, and it's exciting, is aerial yoga classes. We partner with our instructor, Livia Schomber, has taught yoga for adults for many years for our department. And a couple of years ago, we started offering the aerial yoga class for kids ages 9 through 16. And that is really a cool opportunity. And I especially stress that because so often it's hard to find organized activities for those older kids. So this is an opportunity for anyone who would be interested in giving something like that a try.
Jana, I'm a guy stuck in this studio. What in heaven's name is aerial yoga, please?
All right. They practice aerial yoga poses using the aerial hammock. It's a hammock to build strength and confidence as they develop flexibility and ease. They explore a variety of aerial yoga poses and transitions. And it's the hammock hangs from the ceiling, and it's a very safe, a very supportive environment. And our Livia is extremely experienced, and so it's just lots of fun. It's I'm sure if people are interested, they can contact us, and we could coordinate something if they'd like to just take a peek and see what it's all about.
Jenna, you've done a great job. You've created a wonderful visual image of it on the radio, so no problem at all. Thanks for scratching that itch.
We actually have a photo in our community center courier of a girl doing aerial yoga. So that also paints a much better visual. So that's why we do encourage people to take a look at the courier, take a look online, and because we put as many pictures as possible in our courier.
Are most of the people who sign up for recreational opportunities in Beaver Dam during the summer months, are they under 18 or are they over 18?
So our summer programs, we really focus a lot of attention on kids programming. Mm-hmm. So kids are busy during the school year with school and organized sports and all the music lessons and things that they're involved in. But summertime is a time where kids can maybe explore new activities or just kind of take a deeper dive into their passions. So we hire staff and plan some of our own programs, like the tennis lessons and sing and play that I mentioned, but we also partner with local businesses and nonprofits to offer special programs. So, but we also offer opportunities for the whole family to get involved as well as adults.
Give me one or two for adults.
Okay, so for adults, we offer fitness classes year-round. Pickleball, of course, is popular year-round, and the pickleball players have been out on the court since the weather has been good. We got our nets up at the pickleball courts at the athletic field as soon as possible, and we are partnering with Art on the Town to offer a few special classes, including pottery wheel experience, some jewelry making classes, and paint-alongs. So we try to feature some new and special things there. And, of course, something that's popular for all ages, but especially adults, is our music in the park. Wednesday nights we have in June and July, we have various bands and performers at Swan City Park from 7 o'clock to 8:30, and then on Friday nights we have the Jam by the Dam series at Tahoe Park, and we will also be hosting a special concert during the Arts and Peony Festival on June 14th at Swan Park.
We'll need to take a break here in just a minute or two, Jana, but in case people need to leave after we left them that nice teaser about all the music upcoming, let's take an opportunity to tell listeners where they can find more information. We'll repeat this again at the end of the half hour, but in case anyone needs to take off this morning, how can people find out details about, for example, the Jam by the Dam, the music in the park? Where is that information available?
Sure. The community hard copies of the Community Center Courier are available at the Watermark, the Community Library, City Hall, a couple grocery stores, including the Market and Piggly Wiggly. We deliver them to several businesses and apartment buildings throughout the community. So there are the hard copies available around Beaver Dam. They can also find it online 24/7 at the city website. If you just search City of Beaver Dam, you should be able to find the official city website. But I will give you the address. It's ci.beaverdam.wi.gov/rec. So people can go to the city website and right to our page, and we have lots of information and also the link to register for programs on the city website.
Here's that brief timeout that I've promised Jana and our listeners. We'll be back with more with the administrator of the Recreation Department here in Beaver Dam. And I'll promise to get Jana to repeat that contact information one more time before we wrap up. But more with Jana Stevens on Party Line right after this brief timeout. Party Line on WBEV continues. My guest today, the Recreation Administrator here in Beaver Dam, Jana Stevens. Jana, talked about parks. We've talked about shelters, tickets opportunities, tennis lessons. But you've got some enrichment camps that I know you also want to highlight.
Yes. Summer is a great time for kids to try new things and pursue their passions, as I mentioned earlier. And the camps that we are offering this summer offer that great opportunity. We are partnering with the Dodge County Center for the Arts to offer art camps, Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio to offer sewing camps, and the Youth Enrichment League, or YEL, to offer STEM camps. And those are for kids of all ages from, I believe, six. All the way up to 14 and 15 years old. So depending on what the camp is, we offer a variety of things for all ages of kids. And, of course, there are so many details for all of the camps, but we are breaking it down into three different camps for kids at the Arts Center. Ages 4 to 6 will meet in June, 7 to 9 in July, and ages 10 through 12 in August. And all the information is in the Community Center Courier. I encourage people to take a look at that. The kids' sewing camps will be held in June and the week of June 16th. And those will all be held at Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio. And it gives people a great opportunity for their kids to learn from real experts using amazing sewing machines, and they go home with a beautiful project. They're going to be making an apron one day, a bucket hat another day, wool pillow, log cabin quilt, and lounge pants. People can choose to do just one of the projects or a couple of the projects or all five. And all of that information and the details about the projects are in the courier. And again, with pictures, I mentioned earlier, we do try to include as many pictures to provide that visual for people. And then the Youth Enrichment League they offer STEM classes, STEM camps, and we have coding, video game design, and robotics camps for kids. And wow, those will be held at the Watermark.
I also see art programs here. Are art programs, are those different from these enrichment camps? Are art programs a different thing?
Yes. So the camps are set up in like 1 week, Monday through Thursday, blocks of time and for longer periods mostly. And the art programs are many of those are just one day, for a couple of hours or a few hours. So, and there are lots of different things for people to choose from with the art classes that we're hosting. And the art classes, we are collaborating with Art on the Town Wisconsin to offer art classes for all ages, interests, and skill levels this summer. The classes include a variety of painting classes, jewelry making, pottery wheel experience, foil pottery, sock gnomes, and so much more. All of the classes will be held at Art on the Town, which is located right downtown on Front Street in Beaver Dam. And like I said, there are just so many to choose from. It covers several pages in the courier, and we have photos of all of the activities. We even have samples of the art projects at the Watermark. So if people come to the Watermark regularly. They can check them out. We have some of the canvas paintings on our walls. We have some of the other projects in a cabinet on display, so they can see that. And, of course, they have things on display at Art on the Town as well.
I'm letting our listeners know I'm just kidding when I say I promised Jenna there would be no math during this interview, but just let's talk numbers if you've got some. Numbers increasing year over year. How many people participate in the course of a summer? Just give me a statistical data point or two.
Oh, wow.
I did put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Well, it varies from program to program, like our concerts in the park on Wednesday nights and Jam by the Dam on Friday nights attract hundreds of people throughout the course of the summer. We have anywhere from 250 to 500 or 600 people at a concert, depending on the weather and the performer. So those numbers are quite large. And then a lot of our other programs, we do have minimums and maximums for. So, for instance, our tennis lessons, we have anywhere from a maximum of 12 for the beginner and advanced to 16 or 20 maximum per class for the intermediate and quick start. So we do limit the numbers for those types of programs so they get a quality experience. And the same is true with other golf lessons, the sing and play program that I mentioned earlier. But as far as a total, I don't have that right off the top
of
my
head. That's fine. No, that's
fine. I will say that we are seeing, every year is a little bit different, and the pandemic really changed a lot of things for us. It really brought people outside and made people appreciate the city parks. And people are using city parks, whether it's playgrounds or the kayak and launches and fishing piers, boat launches, those types of things. People are really enjoying and appreciating those things because they can do those at their on their own time. We talked about registering for all of the programs, the organized programs that we have, but the other facilities people just can use when it's convenient for them.
As someone in the recreation department, and just quickly on this, what's your busiest time of year? It must vary as you go through the 12 months. How busy are you these days?
May is an extremely busy month for us for parks and recreation. The Parks Department has been getting all of the facilities ready for the community and for our department to run the programs that we offer. Of course, you know, the pickleball players were anxious to get out on the courts as soon as possible. Everyone who owns a boat wants to get out on the lake as soon as possible. So they're responsible for getting all of the facilities up and running. Our softball leagues are starting next week, as I mentioned, and so all of those facilities have to be prepped. And from the recreation department side, we're making sure that we have our staff hired. We hire seasonal staff to lead programs, and we also collaborate with other organizations. So, you know, now is when all of that's coming together, and then once things get up and going in June, it's busy, but things are in motion. And once things get in motion, they kind of click along. But I always say that it's a different kind of busy depending on what time of year we're talking about.
Gotcha. Jenna, I've got about a minute or so, and I've promised our listeners several times that we would wrap up with, again, you giving our listening audience the best ways for them to sign up, find out about opportunities. How can they contact the Recreation Department here in Beaver Dam?
Well, they can always stop in at the Watermark. Our office is located there. That's 209 South Center Street, and we are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. They can give us a call at 920-887-4639. They can check online on the city website, We have our own page there with lots of details. That address is ci.beaverdam.wi.gov/rec. And if that's too much, too difficult, they can just search City of Beaver Dam official site, and that should get them to the city website.